One day, I shall come back. Yes, I shall come back.
Oh, my word.
Dear Sarah Jane.
There's no point in being grown up if you can't be childish sometimes.
Why do I always let my curiosity get the better of me?
It seems on a moment too soon.
I'm not the professor. I'm the doctor.
I have a horrible feeling we're already too late.
Don't sit up there.
Because it's not a chair, it's the most dangerous weapon in the universe.
Run for your life.
It's been a long time since anyone said no to you.
Fox falls out of the sky, man falls out of the box, man eats fish custard.
Everybody, just shut up.
And what is this display, now as amusing as you are?
Shut up, just shut up, shut up, shut up, shut it up, up, up.
Hello everyone and welcome to the TARDIS Blend right here at geeksofdoom.com. My name is Greg Davies and I'm here with...
TARDISy Tom Cheridar.
That's the man himself, Tom Cheridar from VentureBeat. And this week we are going to be discussing episode 7 of series 8 in Doctor Who, which is Kill the Moon. And as always, we like to, you know, let people know, hey, we talk spoilers if you haven't seen the episode yet, so just be warned about that. But I'm going to hand it over to you, Tom, as always. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I'm going to have to start it out by saying you, above all, don't need to lecture me on bad language or whatever the exact quote was. But did you not laugh so hard when you heard that? It was a very serious scene, too.
The two lines, it was used twice as well in the episode. Oh, and it was that was amusing.
I'm going to say 3 out of 5 for me. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I feel like I loved the concept in this story. But concept alone doesn't mean jack, you know? I don't think it was executed as well. There were some gaping plot holes that I was not happy with.
Mm-hmm.
But that ending, which had got a lot of people's panties in a bunch, excuse me, also whitey tighties in a bunch,
mm-hmm.
You would care. And I liked it. I really liked it. I thought that was the truest moment that I have seen since they started this new Doctor. And
I was
cruising for a 2.
Let me ask you.
Sad 2.
Let me ask you though, what ending portion are you talking about? You're talking about the confrontation between the Doctor and Clara?
I am talking about how angry she got,
mm-hmm.
as you would with a friend who dropped you into this very tense scenario where you could have ended and killed a being. And you know, at the very last second decided, no, we're not going to do this. I would be pissed off. Mm-hmm. I'd be pissed off that you didn't, you know, cause it feels too much like your friend's playing God, and that's not cool. That's not something friends do.
I'm giving this a 2 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
I'm giving it 1 for the spooky spidery bit at the start, cause I thought that was executed wonderfully. And I'll get back to that in a second. And the other point goes to the performance between Clara and Capaldi at the end. I mean, sorry, Jenna Coleman and Peter Capaldi at the end, that very scene that you're talking about. I thought that's probably one of the better film scenes that we've ever had between the two actors in this series so far. In fact, one of the best scenes out of New Doctor Who, I might add. However, it's just such a shame that they put it right at the end of a shit episode. It really was terrible. I mean, this was terrible.
Yeah.
This was a terrible example of Doctor Who, and the only reason it got 2 points was for those things. I mean, if it wasn't for those additions, this would be getting a 0 or a 1 from me. It was awful. Absolutely awful.
What was the moment to which you said, all right,
The turning point
to hell with this?
The turning point for me was where pointed out that the spider was a unicellular bacteria the size of a badger.
Oh, that bugged the shit out of me.
It really did. I mean, because you look at it, it's got teeth, it's got palps, it's got, you know, conjoined legs.
It's quite obviously not a single.
It's a multicellular being. It's terrible. And the other thing is about it is that it was absolute nonsense from that point on. Like,
it was junk science.
No. Let me clarify. Okay, we've had junk science in Doctor Who.
Junk science would be the trying to tell me that, like, spiders with obviously different parts are just one bacterial.
No, order. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. There's not. Listen, junk science within the confines of science fiction, and I'm sure you would agree with me on this on this definition for this particular podcast, is stuff that is completely unrealistic in our time frame, but with an open mind, it could be said that one day in the future, maybe in 100 years, something of that kind might be discovered. An example of this would be the cold sun from Amy's Choice. Obviously, that was in a dream, and yeah. I remember you used the phrase junk science for that, and you were absolutely dead on, because basically, in where we're at right now in history, we don't know whether there's anything such thing as a cold sun. It could be absolute nonsense. But it is feasible. It is a feasible thing that, you know, 100 years in the future, we may discover some kind of star with those kind of properties.
But this one was not that, I don't feel like. No, I feel like this one was nonsense. There were too complex of creatures to be considered an intelligent bacteria, you know? Yeah, that was just a spider, like, straight up.
It was just nonsense, and then she, you know, what was her name? The schoolgirl.
And one squirt.
Of that, yeah, the antibacterial spray. It was just, that's just ridiculous. Courtney Wood is the name of the character, thank you. stuff I did like. I liked Peter Capaldi's shirt. As you can see, I'm really trying here. And the Tumblr reference was good. The other things I liked were little references. The thing that when he was talking about gray areas of time, I loved that. It was the opposite twist on fixed points in which he couldn't interfere. I kind of liked that. I thought it was nice. It was a nice little companion to that philosophy. And then there's another reference in this episode to the showrunner in the 1980s, John Nathan Turner, where the Doctor says, no hanky-panky on the TARDIS, those are the rules. That's what John Nathan Turner used to say about Doctor Who back in the day. So because he really wanted to push it back to the confines of being a children's show rather than a multi-generational show. But the rest of it, I mean, can we talk about the abortion parable? Because this whole episode was an abortion parable, and it was laid on way too thick. It was extremely overt. Now, look, Doctor Who in the past has included political commentary, and what Terrence Dix used to say about the show was that it used to be either subconsciously written in as the writers were writing the episodes, or if they really did want to incorporate some kind of political standpoint, it was usually incorporated within the context of the story, and it wasn't very overt. It was quite subtle. It was done subtly in a way so that, you know, most little kids wouldn't get it.
You know, I don't even know that I did get it.
Well, come on. You know, the references to do you want children, womankind, it's your choice.
It absolutely just went over my head.
Three women in different stages of.
You know that I have a child's mentality.
Look, I'm reading my notes. Three women in different stages of womanhood have to decide. It's the abort button that's used to cancel the abortion.
You know,
aborted.
Did get overtly political. It did. There was even a reference to Obama, and that sort of did not like it.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't. They corrected themselves, kind of, but it was like, okay, whatever. It was obviously a reference to Obama and the airstrikes in. Well, actually, I have no idea.
Well, more of a reference to the changing political landscape of.
That's not even fair. That didn't even happen when they filmed. I just realized.
Well, you know, there is political commentary in this. I mean, even when the Doctor hinted that somehow Courtney Wood would become president of the United States.
Isn't that messed up that they can make a broad reference to America's position as a world power and getting their fingers into too many things. And it just spot on with the current news. I'll give them props for that. I didn't like it, and I didn't think it belonged. But
again, I come back to Terrence Dix and Barry Letts when they were involved with Doctor Who.
Didn't that get the show killed almost?
No, it didn't. See, the thing is, like, when they were talking, when they used to write the episodes, a lot of the things that were up in the air, up in the ether, in social commentary and so on, that just kind of sneaked and leaked its way into the scripts subconsciously. Sometimes when they would go to air, it would be perfect timing, and this is just a case of that. I think it's coincidental timing.
I was all prepared to like just go to town on them, and then I thought about that, and I was like, no, you know what? Doctor Who's actually just that good, I guess.
You know, and the other thing that really bugged me about this, excuse me, people, if I'm clearing my throat too much, I've been ill over the weekend, was how this episode defined the reason to go to space. This shitty moon is an egg reason disregards the Daleks invading Earth all those times, disregards the events of the waters of Mars as well. It's just, I just really don't think this was a very good episode at all. I think it was absolutely terrible, and the 2 points are only because of the 2 points that I'd highlighted before. I was extremely disappointed. It started off so well. It started off so well. It was very much a tip of the hat to the Philip Hinchcliffe era. And, you know, Capaldi was bringing out his best Tom Baker-isms and Peter Troughton-isms, as well as doing his own thing. And then all of a sudden he was like, nope, this is up to you. See you later. This is the abortion subtext, and I'm out because I'm a guy. What?
Yeah. I didn't like that, but you know, I also feel like I'm glad I didn't pick up on those overtones, because it would have absolutely ruined the episode.
Tom,
for me.
I challenge you to rewatch the episode with that in mind.
I mean, I don't even have to. I go back and I'm looking at the parts and I'm like, how could I not seen this?
Yeah,
it was just right there in front of me.
The whole thing was, how can you kill it? It's a baby. It's like,
and taking it from that perspective, it's like it's like, why the hidden message that they put in, that I guess was not so hidden to most people, that sort of cheapened that wonderfully delivered blow up between Clara and the Doctor, in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a way you could have done it without it being so overt. I mean, the whole thing about like him saying, "Womankind, it's your choice." I mean, you didn't need to make it that overt. You didn't need to include that line in there. I mean, you could have left it in there as a subtle reference, and people would have got
it. Yeah, I totally watched it. You know, I think, I'm not sure, I can't remember who made the comment about the Robin Hood episode, but I feel like this episode, you could watch it a few different ways. And the way that I watched it, I was very pleased with it, but saw a lot of flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that blow up at the end happened way too late, and that, like, I don't know. I felt like this had been brewing for a long time, so it was nice to see it. It just felt like it didn't actually even belong in this episode, you know? Like, I was looking at it from, like, okay, well, they had that circular story logic where it starts with a little girl coming in and saying, I want to do something important. And
Then Clara takes that away from her. I mean, that's the whole thing.
And she says, hey, why am I not important? And then so he actually takes her on this adventure that makes her one of the most significant people in the history of mankind.
Right, but that's the other thing.
You did not destroy and kill a baby moon.
Well, you got to remember as well, okay, that Courtney Woods was the armed gun, the cocked gun at the beginning of the episode. She was included in there because the Doctor said she's not special. And so you would assume that she does something in this episode instead of just hanging around with them on the moon to make her special in the eyes of the Doctor. But it should have been her that pressed the abort button, not Clara.
Yeah, it really should have been.
You know, it's almost like...
It absolutely should have been.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense otherwise. There were too many conflicting things. You know what I think it was, Greg? Is that they just... They loved this idea so much on paper, and when they shot it, that when they went back to the editing room to put it together, they tried to fit too much stuff in, and there wasn't any room for it. You know, like there was room.
They should have made it an hour episode. They've done it before. I mean, it's you know, if there's missing things in there, then
Well, no, I don't even think it was that. I think it doesn't matter the length. There was just too much in this episode. Like, you either address Clara, you know, finally having all of that anger bubble to the top because she has not adjusted, and this is not her doctor. Mm. She does not know how to deal with that, and he doesn't know how to deal with her.
I just want to make it clear to people, I'm not complaining or against the idea of an abortion subtext or any social commentary.
One or the other.
Subtext within the confines of Doctor Who. I mean, Doctor Who has done it since the beginning of the show. I mean, it's been there. But the way it's done spectacularly in Doctor Who is if it's incorporated subtly in the script. So it's not overt. It's one of those things that, you know, the kids, when they return to the episodes, in particular the kids, as they grow older, it's something that they can come back to and rediscover within the confines of that story.
And to me, I feel like that just didn't belong in this story, you know? I feel like if they'd taken out all of those references that made you understand, like, let's say they just made the astronaut a man, you know, for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they let the little girl press the button because the story started with her not being special, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Claire could still blow up and get super angry that she didn't press the button, you know?
Well, it could have been a number of different reasons. One, because she was put under pressure.
I would blow up and be just as angry. Like, if I had a friend who I treated as a friend and an equal who left me in the scenario and I made the wrong decision, oh my gosh, it would be so angry. You know?
Well, let's move on.
That would make sense. Her anger would actually make so much more sense.
Let's move on real quick. Next week's episode is the Orient Express in Space, or whatever it's called. I think this is actually directly tied to the line at the end of Series 5 when the Doctor takes that phone call. Stephen Moffat recently stated this week that apparently this episode the Doctor is catching up on his phone call. So it would seem that the Doctor, Amy, and Rory didn't go off on that adventure. He just dropped them off on their honeymoon and thought he'll get to that problem later. So that seems to be what they're doing there. No sign of Clara in the trailer, but I think she's going to be on there because Mr. Pink had basically told her that, you know, you're not done with him yet because you told him this when you were angry.
Yeah, I like that.
When you were calm.
I continue to like him. In the story, I don't necessarily really feel like I buy the whole relationship between he and Clara, but I like him. I think he's a good character.
I keep thinking we're heading to a tragedy. That's just what I've got no evidence for this.
Yeah,
and I haven't been checking spoilers or anything like that online. It feels like that with the emotional conclusion of this particular episode, and the way Clara was at the conclusion of the episode. And from the previous episodes, I can't help but feel that this is yet another indication that we're heading to some kind of tragedy involving her. And I think it ties into the overarching plot.
Yeah.
Even at the end of this episode, I mean, when I was talking about my theory earlier in the year, my theory was that Clara either is or she has some kind of connection to Missy, who is the woman in the Nethersphere that keeps popping up.
I think that Clara will end up there.
I don't. Well, that's a possibility. I mean, I'm not going to discount that at all.
Very angry at the Doctor.
Yeah, but that being said, the theory that I had was that she was the impossible companion, and the Doctor cannot quote unquote heal her and make her a better person. And at the end of this episode, his perception is that him jumping, sodding off like that was his opportunity to respect her and give her the freedom to make a decision on her own in a way to make her a better person. And it didn't work out that way. She's furious at him and he's confused. He doesn't understand why. And yeah. I think that makes, if my theory does pay out, that could play into it. I don't know, but that's something that I noted down here. I got no Doctor Who recommendations at all at this point. I mean,
go watch another show.
Seriously, I mean,
don't go watch another go.
Let me say this. We have to watch this. That was terrible, Doctor Who. It wasn't even up to Doctor Who standards. This is outrageous.
I'm not as mad.
Well, I am furious about this.
I saw a lot of people blow up about it. Yes. And that surprised me, but I didn't, you know, per our conversation at the beginning of the season, we're going to try to withhold looking at other reactions and spoilers from outside sources so that we could kind of...
It actually feels very divisive, actually, Tom. I'm looking in England, predominantly, it seems that most people seem to have positive reactions to this episode, including the reviewers, mind you. The reviewers, the professional reviewers, were praising...
I did not hate this. I hated it all the way up until the end, and then I was like, okay, all right.
No. Worst of the season, in my mind.
Even worse than...
Worse than Robin Hood.
Oh, I don't think so. I just think that was just like a flowery, like, we don't even know who the hell's... It could have been anybody in whatever roles.
Yes,
they
but even so, right at the very end, right at the very end of that episode, though, there was an element of slight redemption where Robin Hood points out that maybe, and there's the hint, Mark Gatiss lays the hint, that maybe one day, the Doctor lives on in Legends, which is the implication that the Doctor, for the fans anyway, that the Doctor may have been real at some point, and the Legends, which we are... participating in as a television series. Do you know what I'm saying? And that was a wonderful
little
touch.
I didn't think
that
was big enough for me.
I loved that.
You know what,
this just had nothing.
We did hear in this one, when he was talking about the people who were to shoot the Doctor, and he said, fine, go ahead and shoot me, I'll just regenerate. I keep regenerating forever and ever.
Yeah.
For infinity. I thought that was funny, and I don't know if that was overtly referencing the, we don't have any limit anymore, but... It was a nice play.
It might be. But
I just
who knows?
Really liked Peter Capaldi too much in this episode to hate it.
Well, he was good at the start. He was good at the finish. The whole thing about unicellular life forms, just at that point, it turned away. And then, you know, to turn out that the moon was an egg. And then, you know...
You didn't like that? The idea of a living planet? I thought that was really sci-fi and cool. I applaud them for taking that big of a risk.
We've already had a living planet.
Budget.
We've already had a living planet. Yeah, The Rings of Akatan, which wasn't a brilliant episode, but it was good. And it was, you know, it was middle ground for Doctor Who. This, on the other hand, it was just inconsistent. They started off on a particular manner... And it just...
You didn't like that speech at the end where he said, this is the point where humanity who stops going to space.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I hated that.
How could you not love that?
Because it totally shits on every other episode that we've had during the fucking Russell T. Davies era. The whole thing about the Daleks invading the Earth and the waters of Mars, these things are supposed to be the massive inspirations for humanity going out into the stars in this new Doctor Who. And all of a sudden, no, it doesn't matter anymore. It's because there's a fucking egg orbiting the Earth. That's stupid. It's stupid. Absolute
nonsense. I'm not talking about the actual concept. I just liked the idea. If you would have read that anywhere else as this concept, I just felt like that was a beautifully delivered speech that he, or little monologue that he had at the end. I liked it a lot. So,
his delivery was good. I will admit that, but in terms of the content, this is well below Doctor Who standards, Tom, in my mind. You know, and the only reason it got the 2 points was for the confrontation at the end, which was fantastic drama. And also the creepy spidery things at the start. That was a good start. It was a good tip of the hat, and they could have gone in a particular direction with it, and they just totally, totally ruined it. It was a terrible episode. I was extremely disappointed.
Well, so what do we got? That brings us
That's
to...
That's a 5 out of 10. You gave it a 3.
5 out of...
Yeah, you gave it a 3, I gave it a 2. It's a 5 out of 10 mediocre Doctor Who episode. So, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that will enjoy it, but I'll tell you, I mean, like I've said, I mean, the reactions that I've seen online... Very divisive. I don't think there's any middle ground in individual reactions on this.
I've seen a lot of people really not like it.
Yeah.
That's all I've seen, and that's just within headlines. So I'm going to go back and read to see their points. I'm sure there'll be some more, but, you know, another thing to note in this one, no machines. We didn't see any machines this time.
No robots, yeah.
So that theme, I don't know if we can completely dismiss it, but...
Oh, they keep coming up.
Didn't see the main plot point that has been tying other episodes together,
which is the Nethersphere and Missy.
Yeah.
None of that, and which was interesting, I thought. Not to say that what this episode will not be referenced back when we do find out what's going on with the Nethersphere, because it may well be referenced, but. I don't know. I had a really hard time getting into this, and I mean, well, no, that's not true. I got right into it in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, this is a unicellular life form. What?
Yeah.
What? This is not Doctor Who. Not. What am I watching? This is not Doctor Who. This can't be Doctor Who. Very disappointing. Pick up your game, Moff. All right, well, next episode may be interesting because I think...
What's the name of the next episode?
Well, let me take a look here. It is about the mummy on the Orient Express in space.
Yeah, okay, I remember now.
It's called Mummy. It's called Mummy on the Orient Express.
To me, I felt like it's one of those. It, just like it was last. It's like they're throwing a lot of crazy stuff at us. It could either work really well or not. We haven't seen a goofy episode, I feel like, that has just explicitly worked for Capaldi in the way that Matt Smith could pull it off. Example, the obvious example, I think we've referenced on every single show because I love the episode. I want to go watch it. In fact, that's my pick. For a recommendation, just because we don't have anything else. Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Because Matt Smith made it really fun, and I'm like, I hope that they go that direction, but it's scary crap, so we don't know, you know? You got mummies on an airplane.
Mummies on a space train.
Space train, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that could be good. Well, you know what? I'm going to recommend, in that case, if we're talking about mummies for the next episode, and this will probably be my recommended classic episode for the next TARDIS blend as well, Pyramids of Mars, which is about mummies in space as well. So, Tom Baker episode, absolute classic. Check it out. That's all we've got time for, I think. Tom, you got anything else to rant about, mate?
No, Mike, that's it.
All right, well, we're going to close out. Tom, you can catch Tom over at VentureBeat.com. You can catch me at GeeksOfDoom.com. And also blendover.com for the Blendover podcast every Saturday, and Heavy Metal Historian at heavymetal666.com every Wednesday night. That's all we've got time for. We'll catch you next time for another edition of TARDIS Blend. See you later.